You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 236. And in today's show, I'm going to talk to you about those haters in direct sales. You know who they are. They're the negative people that can really bring us down if we're not careful. And to do this, I'm going to share my story of my neighbor, Mean Janine. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Elmer. Welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast and show number 236. You will find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/236. And my hope for this show is that you'll send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and let me know who your Mean Janine is. Now, I mentioned we're going to cover in today's show those haters in direct sales, those negative people in our life. Most of us have them. Sometimes they're a family member, a prospect, whoever it is, somebody who wants to demean us and make us feel little about the choice that we've made in direct sales. Quickly, before I share my story of Mean Janine, let me just invite you over to learn more about my coaching packages. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn more. And maybe this is a good time for you because maybe you're struggling with your mindset and, you know, getting yourself out of the way to be successful in your network marketing business. And maybe some of that has to do with some negative haters in your life that are really giving you a hard time about your choice of network marketing or direct sales. So, you know, let's chat about it. We can certainly do a 15-minute complimentary consultation. Would love to do that and see what we can do to get you headed in that positive direction and moving forward. Yes, so today's show is about my Mean Janine story. If you've ever heard me share my story, I've shared it before from stage when I've spoken at events. It's probably in some of my ebooks. I'm not even sure where all I've shared it, but I've shared it a number of places. But it's my story of my neighbor, Mean Janine, as I call her. Now, it's kind of interesting. Janine was my next door neighbor in Phoenix, and that's her real name. I'm not giving her last name, and the odds of her ever listening to this are slim to none. And even if she did, I wouldn't care because what she did is what she did, and I've moved on from it. Well, sort of. I've not moved on from letting that negative experience really fuel me forward, though, to have success in my business. So here's what happened. If you've heard my story before, you know that I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame as a fast starter. I had loads of struggles. I had loads of challenges getting out of my own way with my own personal belief in myself, in my ability to be successful, in my MLM blueprint, just in everything about it, you know. I really struggled with that. And yet I knew that network marketing, I knew it was something that worked. I knew that it was something that could help me achieve what I wanted. I knew that it was something that would allow me to help others achieve what I wanted. I knew that there were just so many great things about it. And I wanted to overcome those fears. I wanted to overcome those anxieties. I wanted to go on to be a success. So I made out my warm market list. I wrote out that list. But I struggled for a long time to contact a lot of people on that list. I lacked focus. I lacked consistency. I would try to get up my nerve, try to get up my courage. I would try to do all those other things, and I just would fall short so much of the time. But what happened is finally, I never stopped learning. So I admire you for listening into this too, because I never stopped growing myself, listening to CDs. Actually, they were cassette tapes back then, reading books, doing whatever I could to fuel my mind and move myself forward, to listen to the stories that other people shared, all that type thing, because that's what ultimately made a huge difference for me. So what finally happened is one day, it was a Saturday. I still remember it was a Saturday afternoon in Phoenix. I believe it was the spring, or maybe the fall, because I remember it wasn't super hot outside. So it was one of the two. I still, you know, I practically remember what I was wearing. Not exactly, but I just remember that it was warm enough that I was in shorts and all that other stuff. So I finally got up the courage to go next door. I had my prospecting packet. That was back in the day where I had a 6x9, you know, manila type clasp envelope. And in it, I had a brochure on my company. I had a cassette tape. I probably had the applications. I don't remember. I probably had way too much stuff. But the bottom line is I had my prospecting packet and I got up my courage. I walked next door to share it with her and I rang the doorbell. She answered the door. And I should probably share, we weren't really good friends. We were neighbors, but we irritated each other. We definitely did. She ran an in-home daycare. She had way too many kids there on a regular basis. It was loud. It was noisy. The kids would go up on the jungle gym and throw stuff over the 6-foot wall. And I had a black lab a dog who would eat all the stuff. I mean, it was a mess. My yard was constantly littered with toys that neighbor kids would throw over. And, you know, I tried to be tolerant. I appreciated the fact that she wanted to be home with her own kids. And that was the way that she was earning money to do it, whatever. But I should start by sharing, we did not have a super positive close friend relationship to begin with. But you know what? I was told to make that list of everybody I knew, and I was going to do that. I was going to go through everybody. I was going to ultimately get through sharing my business with everyone. So I rang the doorbell. She opened the doorbell. I don't remember what I said. I am sure I said way too much when I opened up my door to talk about my excitement with my new opportunity, and maybe she might want to take a look. And I had this packet of information, had a little cassette tape and a brochure on the details, blah, 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 blah. So, here's what happened. She literally looked at me for what felt like an eternity, saying nothing. Probably wasn't more than 5 seconds, but she looked at me. Then she literally threw back her head, slapped her knee and said, "Oh," that's her cackle. And that's really how she laughed. She threw back her head. She laughed and said, "You got involved in one of those things? Oh, they never work." And then blah, 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 blah. And I don't remember what all she said after that. I don't remember if I said anything because my ears literally started ringing and I felt that white hot rush of anger and humiliation and emotion. I really felt it rise up in me. And she began to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher to me, you know, like wah, wah, wah. I couldn't hear anything she was saying. Somehow I stumbled out of there. I, you know, managed to slink back to my house and throw myself on the sofa and stew in my own self-pity for a few hours. And it was interesting. When I finally snapped out of it, I made a decision. I made a decision right then and there to prove her wrong, to never, ever, ever quit, and to do whatever I had to do to move out of that neighborhood, move into a nicer house, a better car, and prove her wrong that those things do work if you work them. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. I went on to become a success story. I moved out of that neighborhood. I moved out of that state. Ultimately, today, as I'm recording this, I live at the beach, which was my ultimate goal out in California. And I managed to make all those things come true. But here's the point I want to drive home for you. I had a choice that day. I had a choice to either allow her to bring me down and make me make the decision to quit. Not make me, but that I would choose to make the decision to quit, or I could choose to do what I did, and that's keep moving forward. And that's what I did. So I let that negative experience fuel me with huge drive and huge ambition. And I moved on from that era of my life. I moved on from her. But I never moved on from the power that she gave me in making my own decision and allowing that not to drown me in negativity, but rather to move me forward in positivity and a reason to keep moving forward in my business. And so again, that's what I'm hoping you take away from this. Now, the funny thing about it is she still lives there. She's on divorce number 3. Both of her children have had issues, one with the law, one with a teenage pregnancy, just a lot of different things like that. And I don't mean to share that to sound like I'm judging her, because I'm really not. It doesn't matter. I don't have a need to judge her. Her own short-sightedness got in the way. And you know what? Network marketing isn't for everybody. And the reality of it is I would have never enjoyed working with her. But I'm glad that I had that experience. I'm glad that I took that step out of my comfort zone to prospect her, because as painful as it was at the time, what it provided me in moving myself and my business forward is something that I can never thank her enough for, actually, and thank myself for being willing to move forward and move myself forward. So let me ask you, who's your mean Janine? Maybe you have just one, maybe you have many, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's your spouse or significant other. All of us have those people in our lives, and it's okay that they feel that way. That's the important thing. It's okay. But it's okay that you've made the decision that you've made too. So my hope with this story is that you realize that it happens to all of us, and that anytime it happens to you, you have a choice in how you choose to deal with it. You can either choose to let it derail you from your dreams and your hopes and your goals and your ability to move your life forward, as well as positively impact the lives of others. Or you can make the decision like I did to let it empower you and let nothing and no one stand in your way on your way up the ladder of success and on your way to creating exactly what it is that you want in your life. So if you have a mean Janine, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. I'd love to hear through who that is. If you have a question for the show, something you'd like to have addressed, you can share that as well. And my hope for you is that you remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. This is important to remember as we think about those mean Janines in our life. And until next time, I wish you the very best in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.